Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, in case you missed the news, besides Rieger's rat issue, and there's rats crawling all over his house, is the Buffalo Bills-Cleveland Browns game scheduled for Buffalo, where they're getting anywhere from 3 to 6 feet of snow in the next 72 hours, has been moved to Ford's Field. Now, remember, was it like 2014? The Vikings, a little roof collapsed.
Right, and the Metrodome had its issues.
And they came and they played here. I forget who they played. I covered the game. It was the Vikings against somebody. It was Brett Favre with the Vikings.
But now, what I remember about that game, and I could be wrong, weren't tickets free?
I do not remember that. And we are going to find out what you can do, because it's this Sunday at 1 o'clock.
And tickets go on sale tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
For anybody here?
People with the Buffalo Bills app and season ticket holders for the Bills, they're going to get first priority. But you're going to be able to purchase tickets if you want to go. And then maybe if they don't sell enough tickets, maybe they end up giving away for free. I don't know. But I can tell you, too, if you had a ticket to the Bills and Browns game in Buffalo, you'll get a refund.
Right. And if you're a Browns fan and you don't want to go all the way to Buffalo in 6 feet of snow, you can just shoot up I-75
right.
and come here and partake in Detroit hospitality.
Yeah, but the Browns kind of suck. If you're a Browns
they
fan, are you making the
suck.
Trip?
But what about this? And I know it's sort of dumb that it's at the same time 1 o'clock as the Lions-Giants game in New York. But if you're a Lions fan, you might want to go scout out the Bills, because they're going to be staying over and playing on Thanksgiving here, which means, no, I'm not going to suggest this, but they'll be in Detroit, I assume, for the whole four or five day period.
Right.
Huh.
I'm going to get the rat over there.
Some tainted food, maybe. A little something, something.
Yeah, they'll still beat the Lions.
Yeah, they'll still win.
You know, the funny thing is, finally, Ford Field will be the home to a winning team.
All right. We've heard that joke before.
Well,
so,
I wanted to use it at least once. But no, it got me thinking, Woj, because it's so funny.
Well, hold on. Is that all we have on the... Because people are asking about tickets,
yeah,
and that's what it has.
Two o'clock. That's all I know as of now.
Okay.
I guess that's
all
from
right.
the Buffalo Bills GM.
You think they could be lionized if they have to come out of the Lions locker room?
Oh.
Ooh.
They should, the home team, which is the Bills, should have to wear Lions uniforms in that game, don't you think?
There's going to be an SOB moment in that game. Not Bills.
There is going to be a black swan moment.
There totally is.
For
That's
the
just
Bills.
What happens.
Oh, my Lord in heaven. All right. What were you about to say? I'm sorry.
But it got me thinking. So, did you watch yesterday? Our very own Jim Costa was there. Did you watch the game in Mount Pleasant?
You know what? I did.
Western Central.
I turned it on, and it was very, very snowy at first. But then by the second half, when I turned back to it, it was stopped snowing, and it was just glistening, really.
Did that look appetizing to you as a football fan?
If I could be in the press box.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I remember a young Jeff Rieger. Back in the day.
Way back.
I used to think we in Detroit were so soft because we didn't play outdoors. Like, I would watch games at Soldier Field. I would watch games at Lambeau Field on TV. And I always thought to myself, like, why don't we have an outdoor stadium? It'd be such a great home field advantage. It'd be awesome to go to the games and tailgate in the freezing cold. But you know what the first thought in my mind was last night and then today when I found the Bills out and Browns were coming to Ford Field?
Yeah, what?
First thought was...
Oh, I can't wait to get down there and see a really good team?
No, the first thought was, God, we were smart for having a dome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is no way that I want to sit in snow for 3.5 hours freezing cold, uncomfortable to watch a football game. And maybe that's me getting old. Maybe that's me getting soft. Maybe this is two topics in a row where I'm just a wuss. I don't know. But my attitude has changed 100%. I no longer crave an outdoor game. And I was watching the game yesterday, the Central Western game. And my first thought there was,
miserable.
Yeah, I don't want to go to that game.
Well, if you recall, and there's some merit to this theory that one of the reasons the Lions never win the NFC North or Central or whatever the hell it's been called, they're not tough because they're an indoor team and you know, they just have whatever, finesse teams, not power, snot bubbling teams. Now, I don't know other teams, although Minnesota plays in a dome, and they've won the division, right?
Yeah, never a Super Bowl.
Green Bay, the outdoors, of course. So there is some. I've always been in favor, and again, just being honest, I don't have to sit in the stands because I'm usually covering the game in the press box, so my opinion doesn't count. Like, if you want to sit in a real outdoor stadium as a fan, great. If you prefer dome, great. Your votes matter more than those of us sequestered in the press box. But I always thought it made sense to have a dome because you can use it for so many other things.
Well, exactly.
Isn't like little Taylor Swift singing songs there soon or something?
I think so. They have country music acts. They have rock acts. Yeah. I agree with you.
That's why it's almost a bit of a waste of a building in the north to have a big old stadium that can't be used for anything other than football 7 months out of the year.
True, but like, for instance, Soldier Field and Lambeau Field, they're used for the outdoor games and hockey. They're used for concerts during the summer, I would assume.
Yeah, during the summer.
But I am curious. The average football fan, and I agree with you, I'm in the press box and I cover games at Ford Field. But the average football fan, do they like the elements? Like, do you wish Detroit would be more like Green Bay and Soldier Field? Do you wish on a random Sunday like that game in Philly a couple years back? Remember Lions and Eagles when it was freaking snowy?
Yeah, the Lions really fought hard in that game.
Yeah,
remember
they
that
got
one?
Their ass kicked in that game. Jim Schwartz, I believe, was the coach.
Yes.
Like, I always hear people say they love the elements. I don't want to sit in the elements. I want to sit in 70 degrees, and I want to drink a beer, and I want to be very cozy and warm. And maybe that means I'm soft.
You don't want to be one of those fat guys in the end zone that takes his shirt off?
No, God, no. Yeah. God, no. Are you kidding me? But, you know, there are people in Buffalo, I guarantee you they're heartbroken because they would have loved to be at that game, and the snow was going to be everywhere, and they were going to take their shirts off.
You know what I think it is? I think when you're like 15, 16 years old, oh, cool, let's go to the game, it's cold, and get to be 20, 25. Oh, cool. We'll drink hot cider. You get to be 28, 29. This is still really cool. You get to be 35. No way.
Right. Comfort is too important, I
think. No way. Right. And you freeze your tush off and your little toes get cold and everything.
How was the Michigan-Ohio State game last year at the Big House? But you know, and I'm not asking for you to tell
but
me.
I don't think that was ridiculously snowy and cold. It sort of snowed a bit.
But I talked to a buddy who was at that game, giant Michigan fan. And I said, how was that game? And he said, I don't even remember the weather affecting me because I was so pumped up. I was so jacked up that Michigan was going to be at Ohio State. It was all a blur, but I don't remember the elements at all. And then I thought to myself, okay, well, I guess that's how it is. It's a big game. You don't give a damn about the elements. I also remember Valente going to Lambeau Field with his father.
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
he
talked about the story. The Giants won that game. It was like negative 20 degrees outside. And he said he would never do it again, but for one time, because the Giants won, it was such a kick-ass moment.
Okay, you can do it one time.
I want nothing to do with it.
When it's a playoff game or it's Michigan, Ohio State, whatever, but then all the other games during the winter that don't really mean anything, you don't get that pumped up. I imagine it's a little bit more miserable.
Right. Could you imagine if you wake up on a Sunday in December, and the Lions, let's say they're, I don't know, a four-win football team, like they might be.
They might be.
Are you going to want to go and sit in the elements for 4 hours? I mean, it's a whole deal. You got to tailgate. You got to sit there. You're freezing your ass off. You got to pretend like you're having a good time. I wouldn't have a good time.
No, listen, I agree with you. And again, not having sat in the stands in a while, but I'm trying to think when I didn't enjoy the freezing cold until as a kid, everything is fine. Now, here's something we hadn't thought about. This
What's
ticket
that?
Text. And Rieger, we should have thought about this. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Are you with Rieger? In situations like this, do you praise the dome, the Ford's Field, the roof? It'll be good to have a retractable roof, but that's another story.
I mean, fair.
Yeah, but do you wish you had all those years a Lion like when they played in Tiger Stadium? And number two, somebody pointing out that this is a bad move by the Lions. The Lions always do, you know, the nice thing for the NFL. They've hosted other things.
I'm sure they get some money out of this, right?
But this is a bad move.
Why?
Ticket tax. With Buffalo playing at Ford Field on Sunday, that gives them a huge advantage going into the Thanksgiving game. They'll be used to the field, and they won't have to travel for the game.
Oh, please.
They're going to be there. They're going to know where the little lockers are.
Oh,
and,
please.
And they'll be acclimated, and they'll be in town all week. Maybe they'll go to the casinos and stay out too late and get blasted and lose all their money and then be depressed and lose on Thursday.
It's very convenient for them. It's funny, isn't it? It's funny. It's very convenient that all of a sudden the Lions have to travel, but the Bills don't. Bills are already going to be here.
Yeah, the Lions are going to be coming back from New York while the Bills will be here. You know what? They should make the Bills fly back to Buffalo after the game.
It's only fair, right?
Sit on the tarmac for a couple hours and then fly back again.
Only fair. Get stuck in the snow.
Competitive fairness, that's the way to do it. All right, 248-539-9790. Are you with little Rieger, who's already revealed himself to be a little...
Dude, I bet you Dan
Wimpy.
Miller would rather call a game
in
a nice environment than to sit outside and freeze his ass off.
Get him down!
You think Dan Miller's soft?
Yes. 248-539-9797. Woger and Rieger. Hi, Dan. On 97.1, The Ticket.
What up?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.